I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on August 7, 2023 at 9:30 a.m. Excuse me, do a roll call. Eric Fries here. Bart Peterson.
Here.
Charles Boffman.
Here.
Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Seth Myers.
Here.
Shana Ganatra.
Here.
Amber Jones.
I'm here.
And Jean Galvin.
Present.
All right. Do we have any declaration of conflicts of interest?
Yes, I'm listed in the renewals. That's part.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the consent agenda then.
Correct.
Yeah. 8A.
8A. Okay. Anybody else?
This is Chuck for 9D as in doc. Service.
9D. Okay. All right. We have those two noted. I'll take that as a yes. Okay. Number four, discuss the amendment approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for May 1st, 2023.
This is Cheryl. I move to approve the regular session meeting of May 1st, 2023 as presented.
This is Bart. I second.
So moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for May 1st, 2023. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Abstain.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
And Seth Myers.
Abstain.
All right. We still have a quorum on the vote. So hearing no oppositions, the regular session meeting minutes for May 1st, 2023 have been approved. Entertain a motion to approve the regular session meetings for June 5th, 2023.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the regular session meeting minutes of June 5th.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for June 5th, 2023. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Abstain.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
And Seth Myers.
Abstain.
Again, we have a quorum of three, so regular session meeting minutes have been approved for June 5th, 2023. I would entertain a motion to approve the executive session meeting minutes of June 5th, 2023.
This is Chuck. I move to approve executive session meeting minutes of June 5th, 2023.
This is Cheryl. I second.
Moved and seconded to approve the executive session meeting minutes for June 5th, 2023. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye. Oh, sorry. Abstain. Abstain.
And Seth.
Abstain.
Okay. Got it.
Again, we do have a quorum. So the executive session meeting minutes for June 5th, 2023 have been approved. Lastly, I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for July 3rd, 2023.
This is Seth. I move to approve the regular session meeting minutes of July 3rd, 2023.
This is Chuck. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for July 3rd, 2023. All those in favor?
Yep. Eric Fries.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Abstain.
Cheryl Ingram.
Abstain.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Hearing no oppositions, the regular session meeting minutes for July 3rd, 2023 have been approved. All right. Number five, review future board meeting schedule. We can all see those three dates. Obviously, all Google Meets. Everybody good with those three? I haven't frankly looked in the future, but
hard to look past today on our schedule.
Yeah. Everybody good with those? Okay. All right. Number six, review, discussion of possible actions, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. We have no reviews of any kind. So on to number seven. Other business. I would move to go into executive session for legal advice regarding number seven on the agenda.
This is Bart. I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we will temporarily be in, or in a minute we'll be in executive session once you let me know when everybody's out.
Sounds good, yes. Board members, please exit this meeting and join the executive session link sent in the email. And then the public can stay here, but please no side conversations. And Amber will be here to just stay in and hold the meeting and monitor. Thank you.
All right. So we are on 7A1 for CM.
Mr. Fries, if we can just note the time that we've returned.
Sure. We are back in regular session as of, come on, 9:50 a.m.
This was Chuck. I move that the board not proceed opening a complaint on CM.
This is Bart. I will second.
All right. It has been moved and seconded to not open a complaint on CM. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Seth, you're on mute.
Thanks.
All right. Hearing no oppositions, the board has decided not to open a complaint on CM.
Well, I believe Ms. Ingram voted no. Is that correct?
No, I voted aye.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Moving down to 7B1, Marcus Heisner, ATR 9407, expired. Give me a second to look at this info. Mr. Heisner, are you on this call?
He is not.
He is not. Okay.
So the issue here is something was not disclosed from 2011. Is that correct, Shannon?
That's correct.
Yes, that is correct. Based on our fingerprint background check.
It is also true then that he is no longer practicing in the state and no longer resides in the state.
That's correct. Ms. Jones did reach out and he followed up and informed her that he is no longer practicing or in the state of Arizona.
Just out of curiosity, do we know what state he is residing?
I didn't ask.
Okay. All right. Is it possible for board staff to quote unquote keep an eye on Mr. Heisner in case he reapplies? In the future, that we have some type of documentation that he did not disclose appropriately?
That would be an option. You may also direct staff to write a letter to him because he's expired. We no longer have jurisdiction over him, but you could write a letter to him, make him aware that you are acknowledging his misrepresentation on his application. He himself said he just needed to get a license here for an event. So he knew that he was misrepresenting his background on the application. And just let him be aware of the fact that you are acknowledging that. And if he were to reapply, that misrepresentation would be taken into account.
Okay. So without repeating that, Gina, can I just direct board staff to make such a letter, please, and send that to him?
Yes, I believe there just has to be, is there, Gina, vote needs to take place.
I would do a motion to take no action, but direct staff to draft a letter to Mr. Heisner acknowledging his misrepresentation and that misrepresentation will be taken into account should he reapply.
Okay.
So moved.
Can you put that in a motion, please? And I second it.
Yeah. I just did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It has been moved and seconded. Did we get the second?
Chuck.
Chuck was seconded.
Okay.
To, frankly, do what Gene just said. Without trying to repeat that. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
And Seth Myers.
Aye.
Got it.
Okay. So hearing no oppositions, we have no jurisdiction over Mr. Heisner, so we will have directed board staff to do such.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. 7B2, Annalisa Mata, ATR 9485. Miss or Mrs., my apologies, I don't know which one. Mata, are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay. If you have anything further or you would like to address the board, now would be the time to do so, please.
I just wanted to acknowledge that I didn't know that was something that needed to be disclosed due to the dismissal of the case. I was under the impression by my lawyers and myself that it was something that didn't need to be disclosed when applying to almost anything. And I haven't had anything on my record for the last 10 plus years. So I did just want that acknowledged as well.
Okay. Thank you. Amber, is this still number 8 on the questionnaire? When they're doing
number
their
7B2.
No. When they're doing their application, arrest, is that still number 8?
I believe so.
Okay. All right. So, Ms. Mata, just for future reference, unfortunately, it sounds like you may have been misguided by your lawyers, but the verbiage on number 8 literally just says, have you ever been arrested? It doesn't have anything regarding, you know, dismissal or conviction or anything along those lines. So just for future reference, obviously that needs to be in your situation. Checked yes. We obviously have that information now. So I just want to make you aware of that moving forward.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions of Ms. Mata at this time?
She is currently licensed, correct? There's no action we need to take. She's not renewal or a...
Is this a renewal or a initial?
No, it just came back. The fingerprints came back after the background check.
and we just added her to the agenda.
Okay.
Awesome. Because of non-disclosure.
Okay.
This is Chuck. I move that the board take no action regarding Ms. Mata, 9485, with the education session through Mr. Fries, noted for future renewal applications.
So Cheryl, I second.
It's been moved and seconded to take no action on Annalisa Mata, 9485, with the understanding of the education received during the board meeting. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the action of the board is to take no action on Ms. Mata. Ms. Mata, do you have any questions of the board at this time?
No, I do not. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us today and appreciate your willingness to be on.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
You as well.
All right. Number eight, I would entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda as written, noting that we obviously have two board members who are not voting.
Just one.
No, just
Oh, sorry. One. Chuck's the only one. Sorry. Just one.
He can vote on the other matters. He would just be recused on his own.
Sure.
I can vote on eight. I just can't vote on nine sections.
Right. Right. Okay.
So this is Chuck. I move to approve the consent agenda as ratified.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Seth.
This is Seth. I second.
All right. It has been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
And Seth Myers.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Abstain.
Abstain.
All right. Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been ratified. Okay, number nine, we are on, okay, let me get to my screen here. Okay, number nine is an initial application disclosure from Kelly Caputo. Ms. Caputo, are you on the call?
Yes.
Okay. If you have further information or you would like to address the board, now would be the time to do so, please.
So I had a case that was expunged when I became of age 18 years old. It comes up on no background checks. I've had no issues with the law or anything since. I completed all of the requirements for it to be completely off my record, and I have submitted that in my application to you guys. So if you guys have any questions for me, I would love to answer those.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Ms. Caputo? If not, I would certainly entertain a motion regarding her disclosure.
This is Bart. I move to approve the application for Kelly Caputo.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the initial application for Kelly Caputo. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the initial application for Ms. Kelly Caputo has been approved. Ms. Caputo, do you have any questions at this time?
I do not have any questions. Thank you, guys.
Okay. And as I say with all of our other disclosure individuals, thank you for disclosing appropriately on your application. Appreciate it. All right, we are down to 9B, Jamie Reyna. Initial application disclosure on this one.
Ms. Reyna was unable to attend.
Okay.
This disclosure is just because she was she had a previous consent agreement, correct?
Yes.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the initial application for Jamie Reyna.
This is Cheryl. I second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the initial application for Jamie Reyna. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, the initial application for Jamie Reyna has been approved. Okay, 9C. My apologies if I do not do well on this name. What, Wakana Mata? Mata?
Yes, I'm here.
Did I say that correctly?
It's Wakana Mata, but
Maeta.
Yes.
My apologies. Okay. All right. So ATR 9438 reinstatement. Practice without a license 2 days, 24th and 25th of July. Unaware of the fact that your application had been expired?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
How did you become aware that your license had expired?
I used my emails that I don't usually use as a notification tool. So when I received the email for 90 days and 6 days renewing notification, I couldn't check that email since I didn't receive any notifications. And I try to check every email account every week, but since the July was very, very busy week, it just slipped my mind and yeah, my license expired.
Thank you.
Ms. Banta, how long have you been licensed?
This will be my second year.
Okay. Are you aware of the fact that your license expires on the same month of every year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So needless to say, moving forward, don't wait till July. Right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Get it done in June.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the reinstatement of Wakana Maeda 9438 with the issuance of an advisory letter for practicing 2 days without licensure.
This is Bart. I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the reinstatement application for Wakana Maeda with the issuance of an advisory letter for practicing 2 days without a license. All those in favor?
All right. Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the reinstatement application for Wakana Maeda has been approved. Ms. Maeda, do you have any questions of the board at this time?
No, I do not. Thank you guys so much.
Okay. Be aware of the fact that until the board office communicates with you and issues you your new license, you are still not approved to be practicing.
I understand.
Okay. Thank you. All right. 9D, Patrick Service, ATR 792. There. Mr. Service, are you on the call?
I am.
Okay. If you have any questions or additional information that you want to provide to the board, now would be the time to do so, please.
I think ultimately this is a situation of ignorance. I applied for the renewal. The payment obviously went through on August 8th or thereabouts. I just didn't receive the email when Amber went back to look at it. Showed that I never opened the email notification that they were looking for a CPR card. And I never received the letter at the spring training complex where I'm working. So ultimately, I thought that I had completed everything that needed to be done with the renewal, but I was remiss in apparently the copy of the CPR card. So I had the CPR done. It was done in February of 22 and again in February of 23. So the idea of not having that portion of whatever my application being complete at the time was not the issue. It was just not understanding that I'm missing it somehow.
Okay. Have you updated your email with the board office?
No, we went back and checked. It's interesting that you say that because I cannot find either in our spam folders or otherwise, but I have other emails that have come from the board that work just fine. But I've not been able to find any of them that were regarding the deficiency. Although all I know is that in conversation with Amber and others at the board there, that the email that said, or the red receipt was never opened.
Okay. Amber, nothing has changed on your end, right, for communication, Mr. Service?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mr. Friesa, we use Salesforce to send out emails, and so it gives us a red notification if someone has opened the email, or an unread if it has not been opened.
Right. Okay. The reason I ask is I'm obviously, for Mr. Service, I'm just trying to avoid obviously this happening in the future so that, you know, that communication stays open. So appropriate information is getting to you and vice versa back to the board office.
Yeah, the only thing I can imagine is my organization has a spam blocker kind of thing, like a junk thing. I don't know why it would allow some through and not others, but either way, I'm not. That's my justification for my situation I'm in. I don't have any relevance to say that, you know, the board was defunct in notifying me or whatever. I just was not aware that I was not in compliance and therefore blissfully moving along with my life.
Understood. Okay. Is it possible, I'm assuming, maybe I shouldn't, but I'm going to ask you, do you have a personal email that has nothing to do with your particular employer?
I do. I definitely don't pay attention to that one. The work email is the way to go for sure. There's no doubt. But if you want to sell me a solar panel, I'll give you my my personal email address.
Okay. Well, I'll leave that between you and the board staff.
Mr. Service, this is Bart Peterson. I'm curious if you're aware that the statutes require that you post your license in your place of business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got my card. Well, now you're going to call me out on it. I have my card posted right here by my desk somewhere. If I could turn my computer on and show you, it is a nightmare. But
no, my point is that it has an expiration date on it. So if you don't receive a new one after that expiration date, there you go. So just a point of information that you didn't have a new one to put over the top of that old one like I do. I just keep stashing mine over the top of the new one.
That's all. That's all there is to it. I got no excuse other than ignorance.
Okay. So, Amber, the CPR card now has been submitted appropriately?
Yes.
Okay. How long was it between, this is reinstatement. And Mr. Service, how long was it approximately between your expiration of your license and the realization that the board's office did not have your current CPR card?
Oh, I didn't know until essentially 2 weeks or so ago. Amber had written me a letter. I got that letter.
All right.
But that wasn't until this year.
And you were practicing in that time?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I was, like I said, blissfully unaware.
Okay.
Mr. Service, how many months did you actually practice without your license?
Well, it would have been since, what, August 6th, something like that, is my renewal to a couple weeks ago when I got the letter back from Amber. So better part of the year. Well, it would have definitely been a year because I would have arrived at renewing again. And then found out that I was somehow remiss if I didn't get that letter from Amber a couple weeks ago.
Mr. Service expired October 6, 2022.
October.
Okay. Really, August? October?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
He submitted his application way early.
Oh, yeah, it is 10-6. I do it in August every year because that's when something comes out. So.
Your reminder, yes.
Okay. So correct me if I'm wrong, then you practice from October until now.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
If it makes anybody feel better, my job is grossly administrative now.
Very grossly, right?
True.
Yeah.
This is Bart. I move to accept Mr. Service's application for reinstatement pending issuance and agreement with a consent agreement consisting of one probation for 1 year, civil penalty for practicing without a license of $500, and 6 hours of continuing education in medical ethics.
So Cheryl, a second.
Has been moved and seconded to approve the reinstatement of Mr. Service with the signing of a consent agreement with 1 year probation, $500 fine, and three hours?
Six
hours of continuing education and medical ethics. All those in favor?
Eric, please.
May I? Okay, thank you.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're fine.
Oh, okay.
Eric, freeze.
Nay.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Baughman? Oh, he's out.
He's okay.
Right. Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Seth Myers?
Aye.
Okay, hearing no oppositions, Mr. Service, your reinstatement application has been approved with the signing of that consent agreement. That agreement will be obviously sent from board office to you. Do you have any questions for the board at this time?
No, I think the only question would be how to rectify and making sure that doesn't happen in the future. Obviously, my frustration with this is that it wasn't for lack of attempting to renew. This is grossly a resultant of something that happened with the application that I didn't realize that either the CPR card wasn't uploaded or didn't complete the process, whatever the case may be. But, you know, I had the CPR, it was valid. My practice, I reinstated or renewed at the right time. I just didn't know that the application was defunct in some respect.
Right.
And so from that perspective, I mean, by and large, aside from the letter of the law, so to speak, I was still practicing within the scope of what I should have been with proper identifications and documentations and such. Just wasn't aware that the application was lacking something.
And Mr. Service, I'm not sure if this was recommended, but a personal email may be a better option if you have any blockers on your current email. that tends to happen. And, you know, spam is another way to check that information. But I know you and I spoke, and I would recommend until you get that administrative completeness email from our board stating that you've gotten everything in, that you should not assume that your application is complete. So that's another good way to gauge that moving forward.
Now I know.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. No further questions, Mr. Service?
Nope.
All right. I appreciate you joining the call today. Thank you.
Thanks, all.
All right. We are on number 10. Review, discussion, and possible actions, board business and reports.
That goes to me. So I am on 10A, Pacific Medical Training. And I have Ms. Susan Williams here with us in the meeting. And Ms. Williams is with us to request Pacific Medical Training to be listed as an approved provider on our board website. And I apologize, it's my oversight. I realized that the folder for her resources were not uploaded correctly. So I have uploaded that now. So she did send everything as far as CPR materials that her company uses, and she is requesting for the board to review and make that determination. She'd started this process back in 2020 with Ms. Whiteford, and unfortunately, because of the pandemic, it looks like it had not been reviewed or proceeded. So she's coming here today to request that review. And Ms. Williams, if you have anything you'd like to present, otherwise I know the board may just ask some questions for you.
I don't really have a presentation to make. I did just want to say that since that time in 2020, I also did go into, I know that you're now tracking CE on CE Broker. We are listed in CE Broker as a rule approved provider because we are approved with other medical boards. I was looking to be added to the list of resources on the website, and in the regulations, it specifically states that the CPR must come from a company that is approved by the board. So that was where I had started with trying to get the approval back in 2020.
Ms. Will,
I did send you. Yes, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You did send us. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I did send course materials. The course I sent, I wasn't actually clear. I've been trying to research. The only specific information I found about the CPR was that it had to be course approved by the board. So the course that I sent is one, it's a adult, child, and infant CPR first aid and AED course. That course is a blended course that would be done, the first part would be done online. And then the second part would be done with a trainer in person, or we also do virtual skills where they're accepted for the hands-on portion of the course. We also have other courses, regular CPR and AED, BLS, ACLS, PALS, other CPR courses, but I wasn't sure which one the board would want. So I had initially sent our BLS course back in 2020, and the course that I sent today is a newer course that includes the, as I said, the first aid, AED, and CPR.
So that was going to be my question, is what is the equivalent of your courses to, like, say, CPR, FEPR with Red Cross or BLS or those kind of things?
Yeah, so the course that I sent, we do follow American Heart Association guidelines. We're not associated with the AHA, but our course is all American Heart Association guidelines. And most of our courses are accredited by the American Medical Association, the ANCC, the ACPE, and ADA. The specific course that I sent you is not medically accredited. We use that one for teachers, daycare workers, the general public. That's a general course. I wasn't sure how medical of the course is required. I couldn't find the specific CPR regulations on your site that told me which course to send. So I'm not sure whether this would be the correct level or if you might need the BLS level of the course. But I would be happy to send any required documentation that you would like to look at. We are approved with multiple other medical boards. We've been in business since 2008. We do also do in-person courses. We're located in Pennsylvania. We do in-person courses for larger groups, and we use American Heart Association trainers to do our skills testing. So the course itself is our materials, our skills forms. We issue the cards, but we do use American Heart Association trainers to do the skills testing for us.
Thank you. I believe the CDR requirement is somewhat set by the BOC, the Board of Certification of the National Athletic Trainer Association, which requires a level of BLS.
Okay, which I had sent previously in 2020, but I would be happy to submit specifically the BLS course materials if you'd like to review them, say, at the next board meeting. Or I think when I was speaking with Shana, we weren't quite sure which course was required.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that's what it is. So if we could get a copy of the BLS, your BLS equivalent course, and is that one 100% in person, or is that one a blended course?
So with that one, it can be taken completely online. It can be taken in person. It can be taken as a blended course, partially online, and then skills with a trainer. So the course that I had sent you for Shana to review, that course does not allow anybody to get a card without performing skills. The BLS card, they have to know that they need to do the skills, and we set them up for skills testing after the course is complete. So I sent you skills testing sheets. They do the initial portion online, and then we set them up either virtually or in person with the trainer to do the skills testing. The trainer fills out the skills form, and we issue the cards here.
Awesome. Thank you. If I can request that we get a copy of the BLS and at least the blended learning standards.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If not the 100% in-person standards as well.
Okay. Can I submit those then in time for the next meeting, and then I'll have everything put together?
I would leave that to Ms. Ganatra.
Yep. Okay.
If I may suggest that we postpone this agenda item for next meeting, and I'll invite you to that one as well, Ms. Williams.
Okay, so please go ahead and send that information. And yeah. And
okay, we'll... so you do have most of the information, but I'll send the actual BLS course because it has been updated. The one I sent in 2020 was before the 2020 updates had come out. So we do have the updated course since I originally sent it. So I will send those materials.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Anything further for us?
I don't
know. Okay. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate your information, Suzanne. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. 10B, update and replacement of board members.
All right. So I touched base with Director Deister of Boards and Commissions. I had a chat with her last week, and I actually touched base again this morning. We are on her list, and she is going to proceed with interviews with the candidates that they're selecting at this time. So hopefully within the next month, I'll have a better update once they get that. I know background checks take some time, though. With our other board, they are currently in background checks, and that's been a little bit of time. So we may not get some motion or information back until probably in the next few months, but at least it's on their radar and they're working.
Okay. Good. Okay.
All right. And there's C? No other questions. Okay. So C, one, so financial review, if I can just lead us to the report here. So we do have June finances updated now. And as I mentioned, end of June fiscal year, we did make purchases, which we're still there. Some of them are still unencumbered, so we are ensuring that we are processing payments for everything that came through. We did make purchases of board laptops with the funds. We also made purchases of small items such as additional office supplies. So we purchased like things that were needed for the board, as far as like we got stamps, we got seals, we gotten little things, pens, paper, I bought a printer. So those types of things we did purchase. However, we did end up with a remaining allotment. And some of that I had mentioned previously, part of the Senate bill was moved for us to use approximately, I want to say it's about 9,000 that was moved to a fund for us to use for e-licensing software, since we have been further delayed with our Authentia migration. So that can be used for this fiscal year. And those are things such as upgrades or maintenance to the system that we can use those funds for. Any questions on that?
Yeah, the Authentia delay is on their end, right?
That is correct, yes. We've been meeting weekly with them.
I mean,
and, we've been meeting 3 times a week, and we've been doing our part, but unfortunately, we've had a lot of changes in our PMs, which is our project managers. So as a result, it takes a lot of time to catch them up and to continue on with our project. But it looks like we are in a good place where we may release by either the end of this month or the beginning of next month. So that is good news. We've already started a lot of the migration where we can see the actual real-time data of licensees, which allows us now to play around with the system with the data. It does not affect our current licensees. It's just for us to play around with. So it has not gone live yet. So we're still on Salesforce system for actual licensing. Okay. Yeah, but I'm hoping to give you a better update possibly by next month. So we'll, fingers crossed.
Okay.
Any questions on financial review? All right. So then I will move on to
C2.
Thank you, C2. I believe that's Ms. Peterson's information.
No, so, that's C3.
Board.
C3. Thank you. I lost my, there we go. Okay. So C2, yes, recent activity. As I mentioned, we are doing the 3 times a week, 1 hour days of Authentia meeting. So we've been doing that weekly. And we're still doing the hybrid model, Amber and I. And just working through the applications that are coming through.
Okay.
All right. And then C3, documentation received. So Ms. Peterson submitted her documentation, which I did upload to the files to be reviewed. And that information was requested by board members just to have Ms. Peterson update us on any additional information regarding her case. So she did do so, and I just wanted to make it an update since she was not required to provide that information, but because, you know, she had provided it, I would like us to just be able to see it and if there's any questions.
Right.
And this was the meeting on March 6th, the board meeting.
She has everything else required for her application.
She fulfilled everything else that she was required.
Based upon the information that we've got, is now on our plate to approve her renewal, correct?
Well, actually, Mr. Fayette, it was approved by the board members at the March meeting. So this is just a courtesy
documentation.
Provide, okay. Yeah. So there's no action needed. Just wanted to update you if you have any questions. Otherwise,
okay. Good deal.
Okay.
Everybody good? 9C3? or 10C3, sorry.
Thank you. Okay. So heading on to 10C4 statistics, we have 972 current licensees. And then 9C42, we have 3 active consent agreements. And the next item to review was in November 8th.
Can you tell me if what historically we were at with current licensees last year? Do you have that readily available? Or it seems like we've been going up a lot.
Yeah. We are. I can pull that up for you real quickly and provide you.
Seems like we were not too long ago, we were in the 800s and.
Right. Shayna, oh, it's still mine. Shayna, if you look up AT current licenses in reports.
I'm just looking at the agenda from last year. We could just pull it up on the website.
Yeah.
So we had. She not reported last year. She didn't. Well, maybe that wasn't a smart way to do this.
It's no pressing issue. I'm just curious if you had it readily available.
Yeah. If not, we can review it at the next meeting. I just wonder if I can pull it up. Yeah, she hadn't updated it on here. So yeah, we'll have to look, because I mean, I am curious too, where we've been since last year to this year.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, there's no other.
All right. We are on to number 11. Do we have any public left? I think we have any public left. So number 12, future agenda items. Please continue to keep the new board member on there. Anything else?
If I may, Mr. Free, it's just the continuation of the CPR from Ms. Williams.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Keep that on there.
Shane, is it possible for the board packets just in that Google Drive, if we can have like the rubric and stuff in there, you know, in case I'm traveling, like I can't look it up, just so it's always handy, just like a drag and drop into the Google Drive every month?
Sure. If I may clarify, the rubric as in
like disciplinary actions?
Oh, absolutely. I can categorize it.
That'd be great. Great, Chuck, that's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amber would have thought of it, but I beat her to it.
Yeah, you did.
Chuck 1, Amber 0.
Before we get any further, because of our significant increase in licensees, as it seems to continually go up, is there anything from a board standpoint that we can aid board staff in any way?
Oh, how nice.
So I would like something.
We just bought them pens
and a seal and stamps.
I mean, you'll have a month between now and the next board meeting to think of anything that we can aid you with. I have no idea what that would even look like, but at least put that on there in case something comes up in the next month that we can, you know, allocate funds towards or something along those lines if need be.
We appreciate that. We could take a look and see. I know that in the past board members sometimes can come into volunteer, but I don't know. And maybe I'll volunteer.
COVID.
COVID.
Well, since I'm the only retired one, I'll be happy if you guys need help. Just give me a call. I'll be happy to come down and help.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Definitely keep
you. Seriously, I mean, I know you guys are getting inundated, so any way we can help, for sure, please.
Thank you.
And you can tutor me on Google while I'm there, so.
Wonderful. It'll be a good exchange.
All right. Awesome.
All right. Any other future agenda items? All right. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn as of 10:40 a.m.
10:40. This is Chuck. I'm going to approve at 12:40 Central.
This is Cheryl. I second.
So moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 10:40 Mountain Time, I think, or Pacific. I don't know. All those in favor?
Eric Priest.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
And Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.